You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's very exciting daf in Masechet Bechorot, brought to you from within Chomot Yerushalayim, is Bechorot Daf Chet, and we're holding out the Halak of Mishnah Daf Zayin Amud Beit. So yesterday we spoke about the sugya. Actually, for the past few days we've been discussing the sugya of Hayotze Min HaTamei Tamei, Hayotze Min HaTahor Tahor, and this expands into a related Mishnah, where, as the end of the previous Mishnah, we have a question in a case where a dog tamei swallowed a dog tahor. So over there, clearly the dog that was swallowed hasn't changed just because it's in the stomach of the dog tamei. And if you recover it after slicing open the dog tamei, it's mutar b'achila. A dog tahor that swallowed a dog tamei, that also doesn't change anything in the dog tamei, and of course it remains osur b'achila. And this is because l'fisha eino gidulo. It's because it hasn't grown there. Now, notes the Gemara that the Mishnah seems to be insisting that the situation was that it was bolea, the dog tahor, meaning that we actually saw it, that it was bolea, not that we found it there, and it's time of the chazina of the bala. But had we not actually seen that it was bolea, then it appears that we would have to assume that if we cut open a fish and find inside of it another fish, that even though that fish would look like something completely different, we'd have to think that it was live young of this fish, that it somehow carries with it, that there are plenty of fish that carry live young somewhere or other in their body, or in their mouth, or whatever. So maybe this comes from them itself. And why would we think that? Where does the Mishnah get this from? Minalan. Because the Tanya, the Braita explains it. The general rule is that a duck tamei carries its young inside somewhere, and a duck tahor lays eggs outside. So that, I don't understand, if that's the case, even if we would see that it swallowed the fish, how do we know that the fish that we found is this fish that it swallowed? Maybe the fish that we saw it swallowed was actually digested, i.e. akhla, and the fish that we're finding that are alive young. It's talking about you found it in the digestive system, and it would never have been down there if it was actually its own live young. It wouldn't have gotten past the stomach. You find it in the area where it would be swallowing something. It's talking about that you found it completely formed, in which case it obviously was a more mature fish than live young. Ravashi Omar, this is all silly. When it says that you were bolea, it doesn't mean that it's simply the fact that rov dagim biminan mashritzim. If you find young fish, rov, that don't look anything like the fish that they're in, they're not. Basically, you can assume that it was swallowed. That's what we're saying over here. That if it was bala, meaning that you find a completely different species of fish, it's ridiculous to think that that different species of fish is its own roe and not the fish that it swallowed. That's what it means when it says bala. And it's as if uchemisha bala. Not that we literally saw that it was bolea. You misunderstood the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that it's the equivalent. In other words, we know that it was bolea. Okay, Tan Rabbana. Getting into, now that you've spoken about this appears here, again on the surface, we're going to talk about this Mishnah. But Lamaisa, of course, the entire issue of the Masechta is about the Peterecha. The Bechor, the nature of Bechor is that it's Peterecha. As we pointed out before, Peterecha is a very, very direct way of referring to reproductive processes. Not the oldest, it's the one that forces open the cervix. That's rather strange. And therefore, the Gemara sees this as being the place to discuss reproductive techniques of different animals, gestations, and so on. So all of this is related to the idea of Bechor. So this Mishnah would be that now that we've gotten into the question of whether we should assume that it was Mashrit, or assume that it is swallowed, so we're going to have a bright that has all of these different inyanim in it. So a Dag Tameh, the standard non-kosher fish, raises the young inside of his body, carries it around. And a Dag Tahor just scatters eggs and is matil beitzim outside. The general rule is that anything that gives birth to an actual child is also capable of suckling that child. It's meinik. And those two things go hand in hand in all mammals. But the general rule is that anything that lays eggs and doesn't give birth to live young doesn't suckle, except for the duckbill platypus, which chutz mi'at aleif, obviously, didn't know about the duckbill platypus, but lemaisa, that nobody believed that there could possibly be a mammal that lays eggs until they discovered the duckbill platypus, which everybody thought when they brought it first time to European lands from Australia, that it was obviously an elaborate hoax. It couldn't be such a thing. It's the most absurd-looking animal. A duckbill platypus. And it's a combination of a mammal and some kind of strange bird. So it lays eggs, but lemaisa, it suckles the young. It's really a mammal. I mean, it has all of the mammalian signs. It just has a different reproductive approach. So it lays eggs, and it's meinik. So here, the ataleif, whatever the ataleif is, usually it's assumed, as Rashi says, to be the flying rat, is that it's a bat. So it looks like a bird, so they assume that it lays eggs. Of course, it's a mammal. Bat is a complete mammal, like any other mammal. It just happens to have an adaptation of its fingers and arms. It looks like a bird wing, but they're just regular mammals. Now, dolphins, of course, dolphins are not really dolphins. Dolphins are sirens. They're the source of the old mermaid legend. And therefore, the Gemara, continuing with My Little Mermaid, says that dolphins, you can actually have sex with dolphins. So that they, here it's the Lashon of Rashi, it does have a girsa, parim v'ravim mibnei adam. So they can reproduce with people. Not kibnei adam, where it meant kibnei adam, so then it would be, it's simply that they copulate facing each other. My dolphinim, and what are these dolphins on Reb Yehuda? They're mermaids, b'nei yama. Also, the general rule is kosher beitzav mibachutz, anything with exterior testicles. Rashi. So they're the sirens. So kosher beitzav mibachutz, anything that has testicles outside of its body is going to be a member of a species that gives birth to young, molid. Anything that has testicles in its body is part of a species that lays eggs. Kosher b'fnim atil beitzim. Asks the Gemara, but we know that that's not true, ain't he? Because we have the Maimer of Shmuel, who says that an avaz and an avaz bar. Now, certainly one would have thought that the avaz, doesn't matter whether it's a wild goose or it's the normal goose or duck, however you understand the avaz, that there are two different species that are kalayim zebizet. And we asked over there, how is that possible? Why would it be a different species? And Abaya said, the reason is because of the difference in its testicles, that the avaz bar is beitzav mibachutz, and the yeshuv is beitzav mibifnim. Now that's ridiculous. Both of these are birds, and they're both matil beitzim, and therefore, obviously, it is not a function of where its testicles are. Therefore, we have to change the girsa, elokosha zachruto mibachutz molid mibifnim matil beitzim. What it says is really that if you have a penis of a bird, actually has a visible penis, or not, it's actually not in birds, but you just have the gluck. But if you have a penis, so then you're molid. If not, you're matil beitzim. Kol shetash bisho bayom, a further reproductive rule is, anything that copulates in the daytime only will also have its, whatever it has, eggs or whatever it does, is only in the daytime. So it will lay its egg, dafka niyom. Something that copulates in the night, it's only going to have its young in the night. Kol shetash bisho bein bayom. And Bein Balayla, it can have its Vlad Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. So we're talking about Tashmisho Bayom, Yolet Bayom, that refers to the chicken. That's the Tarnagol. Balayla, Yolet Balayla, that's the bat. Tashmisho Bein Bayom Bein Balayla, is molid bein beyom bein belayla. That's like humans or anything that follows human reproductive strategies. Now, what's the nafkamina this in terms of practical halacha? Rav Mori Bereder of Kahana. Because as Rav Mori Bereder of Kahana said, somebody gets up early in the morning on Yont, and he had checked the chicken coop right before Yont. So he's bodek bekina shatar nagolam erev Yont. There were no eggs in the chicken coop. He gets up very early in the morning. He was hishkim on Yontav. He finds an egg. That egg is kosher to eat on Yontav, and it's not considered to be a Beitz HaNolda b'Yontav. It was definitely there before. And that, why is it definitely there before? Because as we said, since the chicken copulates during the day, there's no way that that egg could have been laid during the night. It must be that it was there the day before, because today he got up early, before day rise, and it was there. So, Emar lo badak yafa, he didn't look good. What do you mean he didn't look good? But he did look good. I mean, the guy checked, he knows he looked good. He knows there's nothing there. What are you trying to say? Emar lo badak yafa, lo badak yafa. No, what I mean is that obviously what we have to assume here is that this egg actually was yatztaruba. And at that point, it's considered to be a laid egg, and it's now muchan for yantav. And then it was chazra. And the halacha over there is, as Rabbi Yochanan said, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, beitzash yatztar ruba me'erev yantav. And then was chazra, muteret lochla b'yantav, because it's considered not to be a beitzash yantav b'yantav. Another rule is, kosher tashmisho v'iburo shava, yodino megadlin ze mize. So anything that copulates in the same manner and also has the same gestational period is able to actually have relations with that other thing. And also, megadlin ze mize either means, megadlin ze mize, whether it can suckle the young, or megadlin ze means it can actually have viable young, like Rabbeinu Gershon. It can reproduce and reproduce viably, not just have a messed up, a genetic mutation there. They can actually megadlin ze mize. Now, the general rule is about copulative strategies is that all species cross the line utilize ponim keneged oref. So they face, the male faces the rear of the female. Except for three, where you have ponim keneged ponim that actually face each other. And that is fish, humans, and the snake. Why? Maishnani tlata. So when Rav Dimi came, he said in Eretz Yisrael, they say it's because these are the three species that we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to. So to humans, obviously, to the snake in Gan Eden, and the time of Yonah to the fish. Tana gamal achor keneged achor. The camel, on the other hand, who is essentially Ayn Rand, total midas adin, they can't have any relationship at all. So that's rear to rear. Now that's obviously not true, as the Ben Yishkai says. Everybody knows camels copulate like every animal copulates. What are we talking about? It says baby nishtana hateva and so on. But no, the Gemara doesn't mean achor keneged achor the way people think. Obviously, it's not rear to rear. The point is, however, there is something unique about camels. What's unique about camels is that their penis goes backward, which makes it look like they copulate rear to rear. But there's a reason for that, and that is because the way in which they copulate really has the rear of the camel facing towards the female. Instead of having a nice position in which most of the body is over the female, and the penis extends upwards. So over there, that's called ponim keneged oref. The camel's got to sit all the way up on top with its rear end, basically, and its penis extended backwards into the female. And that's what we're calling ochor keneged ochor, which is a much more reasonable kind of thing. So that explains the problem that the Ben Yishkai has. Tana Rabban, Tarnegolet, we spoke about the same gestation. Eser mechad yom. Takes 21 days to mature a tarnegolet egg before laying. Uchenegdo be'ilan, there's a type of tree that takes exactly 21 days from the time that the flower is impregnated, so to speak, and it's when it's now ready to flower, and it takes 21 days from the initial appearance to the actual fruit. A kelev takes hamishim yom, takes 50 days, which is keneged in ilanot, the fig. A cat takes 52 days, and keneged be'ilan is the tut. Chazir takes 60 days, and kenegdo bilan is the tapuah. A shu'al is the same as shrutzim, interestingly, fox, and that's 6 months, where you have tevuah, takes 6 months to mature. Be'imad daka, and of course tevuah is initially called an ilan, by the zman of the ilonais, is the shtealecha. The Bema Daka that is Tahor takes 5 months, and that is the same as the grape, Kenegda Bilon Gefen. Bema Gasat Me'ah takes 12 months, and Kenegda Bilon is the date, the Deka. A Tahorah takes 9 months, which Kenegda Bilon is the olive. Hazeev, Vehariv, Hadov, Anamer, Vabardalis, Vapil, Vakof, the Kifuf, probably the more, is 3 years. Kenegda Bilon Benot Shoah, which is that very long maturing that never fully matures fig. The F.A. takes 70 years from birth, from its own birth. Here it doesn't mean from conception. And the same thing is true of a charuv, because it says the charuv, from the time that you plant the charuv till the time that you get the first perot from the charuv, is 70 years. The time of the actual ibur of the F.A. is shalosh shanim. The Nachash has 7 years. We don't find any other thing in a tree that is as bad as that rotten Nachash that started all these problems with reproduction. V'yesh omrim, some say, well, not actually there is. There's the muksasim, which are a type of benot shoach that just take forever to semi-mature. Minani mili, how do we know, indeed, that the Nachash is shevashanim? Omer, if you know Rav, Umatipa Mishunda Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, in the Klol of the Nachash, what does it say? Arur ata mikola beima umiko chayata sadeh. Does this make sense? If you're telling me that it's nitkalala more than a behima, im behima nitkalala, so then kol shekein, it was nitkalala from the chaya, because basically we have over here the relationship, the behima was more Mekulal, because when you're talking about the behema, the small behema, the eis, is 5 months, we said, of pregnancy. The small chaya, for the cat, is 52 days. And you're certainly not going to say that mikola chaya means, like, let's say, lions or monkeys or gorillas, because then we wouldn't have to mention behema at all. Then we could have said that it's, just say it's the worst even than the chaya. So what would be the point, therefore, of making this statement that includes both? Unless it's Gufa coming to tell me a proportion. Ella, lomar lecha, kishem shenit kalala behima michaya, echad l'sheva, the same relationship, that behima is worse off than achaya, 7 times over. Umaynu chamor michatul. Because if you take the equivalent, you have the chamor chatul is 52 days. The 1 year gestation of the chamor is 7 times the 52 days. Tosis points out that, I mean, kelev is a minchaya, so we should have said chamor mikelev, and that would be even worse, because that would be a year to 50 days. So Tosis says, look, we're grabbing on to the number that makes the most sense, because it adds up to multiple in years. Therefore, we'll be able to get to the 7 years. Lamaisa, once again, you see that we're talking about Ramazim, that we're bringing Makuras for the Remez, not trying to be precise. So too, that same relationship, the Chaya, that was Nitkalel, so too, the same relationship is the Nachash, the Behema, as the Behema to the Chaya. And that's 1 times 7. So 7 times worse than the Chamor, Achat L'Sheva would be 7 years. Ask the Gemara, why not say, Ema Keshem Shenit Kalala Chaya Mi Behema? Why not say the other way around? Say, maybe, in order to avoid the problem that you had before about referring to the largest chaya, if you want to talk about the fact that it must be a proportion, you could have applied the same rule in the inverse. You could have said, the same way that the longest gestation of a chaya is, in fact, 3 times longer than the gestation of the behema, meaning the lion or the gorilla to the chamor, so that's 3 to 1. So too is the nachash 3 times worse than the chaya, which would be 3 times the longest 3-year gestation, and that would give you 9 years instead of 7 years. So kach nitkalelu michaya achat l'shalosh, which would mean 9 shanim, and that would be a better klola. Well, but it's not what it says. You see, miktiv mikola chaya mikola beima. Does it say first from the chaya to the behema, which then would mean the way that a chaya was mikulal to the same proportion of a beima, it says the opposite. It says mikol a beima mikol a chaya. So that means that its proportion is the beima that was nitkalala mikhaya. Therefore, we add the chamor to the cat. Why not take another proportion? I mean, it would still work if we would say, take a small beima, which is the A's, and the A's is only 5 months, and compare the A's to the chatul, and say that proportion, and that is a proportion of 1 to 3. So apply that now, and it would equal 3 times 5 months is 15 months. Because it's the same as the etzvonech of the Isha. In other words, the idea over here is that it's the same thing. The earth won't be fertile for you. You won't reproduce normally. It all revolves sex and reproduction. Huyim sholbach, the psychology of sex, the reproductive techniques, all of the klolos. That's why the Gemara has the nidais, or that a woman has to keep her hair covered, zivais. Anything that has to do with reproduction has to do with the achil of the Eitz Hadas. So it's supposed to be normal and natural, turns out to be insane. So over here, this is the biggest that we could find, is 1 to 7, is 7. This is all after the chet, but again, these are really strange remuzim. The whole sugya from this point on until the end of this Sabbath Be'atuna, until the next Mishnah, is strange. There's whole books that have been written on this because it's meant to be various remuzim of the interrelationship of Chai and the interrelationship of Yisrael to the Umas Ha'elam. None of the values that are given here are accurate values.
Even, scientific.
Right, even the Kelev and the Hatul is not accurate. I mean, that's something that anybody could see, you know, up front. It's not accurate. And even though the Gemara is going to make it a whole discussion in the University of Athens and so on, which we'll see, that story itself is an insane story and becomes also the subject of all types of... I mean, it's interesting how different Tkufas in Klal Yisrael address the Remuzim in completely different ways, suitable to the Tkufa, in completely different ways. But we'll just read the Gemara. We need to spend like months discussing it. You know, there's no real riot or anything one way or the other. So these types of Remuzim, it's not good for us to get into a Daf Yomi. So just read it over computer. 15 months. Is that bad enough? No. First of all, it says Bikol Beima. Okay? So it can't just be 15 months. And furthermore, we're talking about a curse. I mean, if you're talking about a curse, good heavens, keep cursing away, you know? So find, throw the worst possible curse you can find on it. Shadielu, is it Klola Shadielu? Just keep cursing it. Now, Caesar once called in Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania because he knew about the recent research on snakes in the University of Athens, and he knew that the Jews were claiming that the snake takes 7 years. So he calls in Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania and says, tell me something. How long does it take a snake from conception to deliver? Come and be abramol. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania told him, like 7 years. Aha, says the Kesar. But that's not what the faculty of the University of Athens claimed. Sabi de Beatuna, they conducted experiments, they made it snakes, and it took 3 years. Ach, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania. The experiment was clearly contaminated by preconception. Double meaning in this case. And these snakes had already conceived, and these idiots were unable to detect that. So Hanami Abrahami Korah Arbashnin, they were already carrying now their eggs around here for 4 years. No, says Rabbi Yeshua, that couldn't be because they continued to mate, and an animal doesn't mate after it's conceived. Yes, said Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania, snakes do, so do people. Inunami Mishamshe Ke Adam. Oh, but says the Kesar, don't try to compete with these guys. These are like the brightest scientists we have. They're very, very bright guys. The brightest and the best. Yes, says Rabbi Yeshua Hanania. They are. But we're brighter and better. Anan chachimi minai. All right, says Caesar, I accept the challenge. If you're so smart, I'd like to see you debate them, win the debate, and bring them here. by manipulating things so that they have to come here. Itinerantly, I want them here because these guys are always giving out proclamations on everything under the sun. And once and for all, I'd like to have them sit here in front of me, and we'll see what to do with them. Bring them here to Rome. Yeah. So Omar Leis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania says, how many of these guys are there in the faculty? 60. So he says, okay, but I'm going to need a little bit of help with props, see, in order to fool them, to get them here. So I want you to make me a boat that has 60 cabins. Every one of these cabins, as of Shitim Bati, every one of these cabins has to be dressed up as if it's a conference room with this long table and these beautiful chairs, 60 chairs. Each one of them is going to be a conference room. I'll see why. So Caesar commissioned the boat. And Avadai, they made this boat, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania goes to Athens. Kimati lahat. So when he comes into Athens, he goes into a butcher shop, and he asks beitav kashkelu gavra, and he sees a guy who is parshat chivata. He is skinning animals. So he says to the guy, do you have your head for sale? Which the guy obviously assumes means the head of an animal. But he says, I want to buy your head. So the guy says, okay, science, yeah. Well, omelayin, omelaybekama, omelaybepalgadazuzah, plug nickel. So he gives it to him, yoivlet. Now, we are missing a little bit of the girsa. So the sheet that fills in the rest of the girsa. So then when the guy is ready, he says, okay, hand me your head. So the guy hands me his head, meaning the head of the animal that he's working on. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania says, it says here, your head. Ana reishcha amilacha. I said, your head. The guy said, but I never sold you my head. I was selling you reisha dechiyuta amilacha. Said Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania, look, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to make a big case out of this, even though I could take you to court and take the head. I'll make a deal with you. Iba'ita di shavkach. You want me to let you off of this court, Kate? I'll tell you what to do. Sigi, achmele pitcha deveyatuna. You walk ahead, and you show me the entrance, which no one is allowed to know, of the University of Athens. Oh, my lady, Mr. Fina, I don't dare. To call the Machve Katale, anybody who shows a stranger the entrance, they kill. Omalei said, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania, look, not a problem. Dari Kricha de Kanya, you take a large pack of a bamboo that you're carrying and appear to be extremely worn out from all of the schlepping. V'chimatita lahata, when you get to Diagon Alley, set down the bamboo as if you're very, very tired. Take out your handkerchief and start wiping the sweat off. And what you do is, zakva kamanda kamit, make it look like you're tired. And just lean it up against the rock I'm supposed to press for opening the wall of the Diagon Alley. So, azal ashkach, he goes in, and he finds that they have made some very extreme security arrangements, and they've got these guys, this is like straight out of Indiana Jones, they've got these guys that are positioned right behind the door, where they're gonna, of the entry inside to kill anybody who attempts to enter, and then they've got a second group that are gonna kill anybody that tries to get out. So they can't afford to have any spies. So they have the Avnoi Megavoy and the Avnoi Bebaroi. The Ichazu, so what they did was, they put, like the Israelis do, they put sand or very fine sifted ash in the petach, between the inside and the outside, so that they could easily see the footprints of anybody that goes in or goes out. If somebody leaves a footprint, if they see a footprint of someone who got in, then they kill the people that were supposed to be protecting the doorway. And if they see any footsteps of people that come out, then they kill the people that were supposed to protect the door from anyone trying to escape. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania puts his shoes on backwards and with these soles facing forward and runs in, and there's a whole commotion. They see somebody got out. So they immediately kill the guys that are on that side. And then he puts the shoes on the other way, running out the other way, and then oh my gosh, somebody Somebody got in now, so they kill the other guys. They end up killing all of the watchmen. So according to the Rabbeinu Gershom, he waited for a moment where he could catch them napping, and he did this. According to Rashi, he just took one shoe right at the beginning and had it reversed. So it looked to them as if a guy had jumped over from one side going out, and a guy had jumped over having just touched his shoe as he was coming in, so that they both had been down on the job. And that he was able to do without alerting the Shomrim, because it was right at the edge. So Kadi Lakulo, and he walks in. So Azal Ashkech Yanuki Milael Vesave Miletacha. So he sees that, as is the derech, of course, in universities, the young Turks are the ones that are calling the shots here. You know, so they're standing on the top, like stadium seating, you know, and all of the elders are on the lowest seats. So now he figures, okay, what do I do? If I give my greetings to either of these groups, the other group will kill me. Each one claiming, how dare you? So, Yavina Shamalani Katliani, because they'll say, we're better, because we're older. How could you have ignored your elders? The other ones are, you know, Dardike, those are the kids. And they'll be the other way around. The kids will say, what do you mean? Well, we're on top. So he says, gentlemen, Shalom Aleichem. They say, who are you? My Avite. Omalusa says, I am the wisest of the Jews, and I have come to learn from you great men. Well, before we let you into the university, you know, you do have to pass the entrance examination, so we shall give you an examination. Malu, absolutely, please, go right ahead. But let's make a little deal. Izachituli, if you win on the questioning, call to me, you do whatever you like with me. But if I win, then I get to invite you to my yacht for a lovely dinner. So, ichlu gaboy besvinata. Okay, so they ask him as follows. A man who was searching for a wife and was refused, would you think that his response should be to search for a wife from an even more hoity-toity family? Or should he perhaps recognize that he is not ro'i for such a wife and lower his expectation? You can understand the implications for the Jews here.
That's
what they've been. They're asking him. So, do you really think it would be appropriate? The Azar Eichad of Madlumine. I mean, should he go up higher? Shoko Sichta. He takes a pin and he bends down to get it into the wall where the wall meets the floor. And of course, that's where it's where it got the heaviest concrete. It doesn't go in. And then he stands up and he sticks it into the wall on top, or it was just bored. It goes right in. Well, apparently, going up sometimes gets you better results, you know. And then he says, you know, Hai nami mitrami bat masle. I mean, you can never tell. There may be a mazel higher up for him. Well, how about a man who has lent money and only got it back by having to go to the courts of Victoria Flokuchos? You think it's a good idea for him to continue having a bank? The other Osif? Omar Lahu, he says, look, I don't know. And what if a guy would go to an agam to collect bamboo? And he goes and he's cut al kama tuna, he gets a whole big pile, and he's unable to lift it. So what do you think he should do? Leave it behind and give up? Or continue cut al mana chilayu? Keep getting more and more bamboo until you've got more than even a truck can carry, and you wait until you get a truck. Adibitrami inish medale life. You don't give up doing what you gotta do. You keep doing what your bank does, and eventually you will find success. Omrule, emelon mile de bidoy. Why don't you tell us some of your stupid drushes, the way you Jews always talk about? You know, it never really makes any sense. Omalu, so he says, well, yes, there was actually a kudnita de yolda, there was a mule that gave birth, and they found on the child's neck a will. Vavitaro le pitka bechotiv be, the masik bebeaba mea alfezuze, that they owe $100,000. And this has to be taken care of. What should we do? So they said, well, what are you talking about? Kudnita Mialda, who ever heard of a mule giving birth? Omalo, I knew Mili de Bidoy. You told me to tell you something. That's stupid. It doesn't make any sense, didn't you? So they asked him, well, what do you do when you have salt that has rotted? Milcha Kisarya. What do you do to help it? Babai Malchule. Amalahu, oh, that's simple. You take the afterbirth of a mule. What do you mean an afterbirth of a mule? Mi'ika silta l'kudlata? And have you ever seen salt that is rotted? Milcha misarya. Bonilan beta ba'avir the alma. Let's see if you can build a building that is suspended in the air. Amar Shem, Tola ben Rakiel Ara. So he says Hashem of Hashem and hangs himself in the middle of the air. And he says, okay, now pass me, please, the mortar and the bricks. Of course, they're unable to do it. Then they ask the Mitziata the Alma Hecha. Where? Tell us, where is the exact midpoint of the world? He sticks his thumb up and says, right here. Zakvalas Bate. Here. Omar Amrulay. Umiyemar? What do you mean? That seems to be an assertion without any basis. Indeed, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, I urge you to bring out your best instruments of measurement and measure yourselves, and you'll see I'm absolutely right. I to Ashli Umishku, bring the ropes and let's start rolling, boys. Itlan Bira Bedabra. So we have a well out in the field. We need you to bring it into town. Ayala Lamata. Omalohu, no problem at all. But I need to have my special ropes that I use for that kind of job. And they're made out of pa'ari. They're made out of subim. Out of, what do you call it in English again? Bran. Make me ropes out of bran. And then I'm able to do that. Of course, couldn't do that. Itlan rechaya de tevire. Chayte. We've got a mortar that has broken into two. Please sew it together. So he said, okay, I need my special type of thread. I need thread that's made out of the ground wheat. That's the only thing that you can sew a mortar with. Couldn't bring him that either. What would you use, they asked him, if you have planted sakinim, and they've all grown beautifully. Now you've got rows of knives. How would you go about harvesting those knives? B'mai katle. Well, I would use the horn of an ass. That may be something you guys know about. Umiika karna lechamra? Are there asses that have horns? Well, are there mishras of sakines? I mean, I suppose if our learned asses here have a horn, we could obviously use it to take the sakinim. Aitile trebe, they brought him two eggs, and they said to him, tell us which one comes from the dark chicken and which one comes from the white chicken. He says, oh, absolutely, as soon as I've had some cheese, and he gives them tregvine, gives them two cheeses. He says, but before I can have the cheese, which cheese comes from the dark goat and which cheese comes from the light goat? We'll match them up. Ritsutza de meat. Well, they ask him, you guys believe in the eternal soul. So if you have a chicken, a chick that has died in the egg, how did its soul get out of the egg? And it should never have been able to die. Oh, that's no problem. Same way it got in. So, mi'echa nafik ruche. Well, mi'echa da'al nafik. However it got in, that's how it got out. What are you guys focusing on getting in? Achvile mana, dolo shave chavile. Show us, achvilan, show us a type of container or tool that is not even worth having its own, the damages that it causes. So he presents each one of them with one of the gears is with a budya. A budya is a machatzelet, which pashte, and then spread it out, couldn't get it through the door. They complained to him, what good is this? Can't get it through the door. No problem, he says. I'll tear the door down. Just bring the bulldozer in and we'll get it all in for your 10-cent buy date. You don't want it? It's a white elephant. Aitinu kol chad v'chad. So they agreed that they're all going to go and have dinner on his boat. So he gets a taxi cab to bring each one of them in high style to his boat. Each one, of course, thinking only about themselves. And each one believing they, of course, would be the one that would be the first to come. And he puts each one into this private cabin, which looks like the conference room. So each one is convinced that it's all about me and that the rest will be coming soon. And so he's got his coffee and his cake, and he's laying back waiting for the others to arrive. And each one, of course, is convinced that everybody else is the others, as is common in academia. And meanwhile, he tells the captain, "Cast off!" There you go. And so they're all waiting over there. And they're waiting for Kulu Chavroi Lachat. Obviously, they're going to be bringing all of my colleagues into the conference room, not realizing that everyone lives in his own little world, believing that the only conference room is his own. Meanwhile, he tells the Sapuna, Shari Svinatcha, cast off. Interesting, same word, Shari, cast off. Bahani Deka'atu, but before they left, he takes a bag of the dirt from Athens. Shakal Aframi Afrayu. We'll see why he needed to do that. And Kibotil Baby Loi, when they came to the place where there's a black hole, so he collected a small black hole in a container. And Malakuza de Miami Baby Loi, and we'll see why he needed that. Kad Atu, and so they come to Rome, and he brings them in front of the Caesar. They're standing there, Kame Caesar. He sees a bunch of old men that look completely defeated. I mean, this has been a horrible experience. Chazanadave Mani. He says, these can't be the famous Zikne Atuna. These people are normal human beings. They act nicely. They talk like human beings. How could these be from the University of Athens? So he takes a little bit of the dirt of Athens, spreads it around in the air. And of course, they don't know what's going on. Little do they realize that subconsciously, they are now back in Athens. Because they catch the smell and the chemicals and so on. So they find themselves back in Athens and they're subconscious. Now they start talking like a bunch of arrogant asses. And they're achu ape malka. They have chutzpah to Caesar. Now he sees who they really are. So he tells Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah, okay, that's it. You're right. These guys are disgusting. You do whatever you want with these guys. They're in your hands. Kol debayit avidabohu. So he brings them, Aite Maya, Aite be baby loy. He brings them this bucket with this little black hole in it. And he says to them, he puts it in, each one gets a little bucket. He says to them, look, I'm really a nice guy. All you need to do is fill up this bucket with water and you're free. So they keep putting in water, and somehow the water keeps being absorbed by the black hole. So Mayulo, Vaizilo, they can leave. And there they are, spending the rest of their life, Malo Vishadabe, Kamoy, whatever they put in is Bolalohu. Until finally they kept putting in Adashamit Ketfire, they finally fell apart from this, Ubalalohu Vaazil, and that was the end of the Savi de Beatuna. Dag tamei shabala dag tahor mutar bachila tahor shabala dag tamei asur bachila lefisha eno gidulo. Taima de chazina de bola halocha chazina de bola am reshutzi ashrus. Why? Minolan de tanya dag tamei mashritz dag tahor matil beitzi. Say achi, what good is it to be chazina de bola? How do you know? We shouldn't say that the one that was Bala Zikola, Vayeshutzi Ashritz. Rav Sheish says, well, Gagon Shematzo Derech Hari. Rav Papa Amerika Shematzo Derech Beit Abliya. Rav Nachman Amerika Gagon Shematzo Shalem. Rav Ashi Aman, it doesn't mean you need to see that it was Bala, yeah? It's simply a rove. Since rove dagim, biminan mashritzim, it's as if Bala Lefadenu Dami. Tana Rabbanan Dagtam, Imashritz, Dagtor Matur Beitzim, Kola Molid Menik, Cholamatil beitzim milaket, chutz mi atalef, shafabishamatil beitzim menik. Dolphinim or poem verovim ibne adam, my dolphinim, omre bira bene yama. Kol shibitzav mi bachutz molit, kol shibifnim atil beitzim eni, omre shmu avaz, vi avaz bar, kilaim zebezev, avina ba my timer, and omre abaya, you could see morphologically, it's a different species, zebezav mi bachutz, vezebezav mi bifnim. And we know that Tavayu Amatilei Beitzim. So, okay, let's restate. Kol shezachruto mibachutz molit, mibifni matil beitzim. Kol shetashmishor bayom, yoled bayom. Balayla, yoled balayla. Kol shetashmishor bein bayom, bein balayla, yoled bein bayom, bein balayla. Tashmishor bayom, yoled bayom, tarnigol. Balayla, yoled balayla, atalev. Tashmishor bein bayom, bein balayla, yoled bein bayom, bein balayla, adam, v'chol de domile. L'may nap kamina l'ramori b'reider of kana. Don ramori b'reider of kana. Badak bekina shatarnagelin. Me'erev yom tov. V'lo matzaba b'itza. V'lo makarishkim. U'matzaba b'itza. Muteret b'achila b'yom tov. Emer lo badak yofa yofa. V'alo badak yofa. Emer yotz taruba v'chazra havi. U'kirib yochan. Dom rab yochan b'etzash yotz taruba. Me'erev yom tov. V'chazra מותרת לאכלה ביום טוב. כל שתשמישו ועיבורו שווה, יולדין ומגדלין זה מזה. הכל משמשים פנים כנגד עורף, חוץ משלושה שמשמשים פנים כנגד פנים, ואלוהים, דג, אדם ונחש. ומה ישנה הנתלתה? כי את עובדים יאמרי, במה רוב ההול ודיברה עמהם שכינה. תנא, גם all is the worst of all. It's אחור כנגד אחור. תנא רבנו תרנגולת ל-21 יום כנגד הבאילן לוז, כלב ל-50 יום כנגד הבאילן טעינה, חתול ל-52 יום כנגד הבאילן תות, חזיר ל-60 יום כנגד הבאילן תפוח, שועל וכל מיני שרצים 6 חודשים כנגד הבאילן תבועה, בהמה דקה טהורה ל-5 חודשים כנגד הבאילן גפן, בהמה גסה טמאה ל-12 חודש כנגד הבאילן דקל, תורה לתשעה חודשים, כנגד בילן זית. זאב, ארי, דוב, נמר, ברדלה, ספיל, קוף, כיפוף, שלוש שנים, כנגד בילן, בנות שוח. אפעה ל-70 שנה, כנגד בילן חרוב. חרוב זה משעת נטייתו, הגמר בירותיו, 70 שנה. וימי עיבורו, שלוש שנים. נחש, 7 שנים, לא תורה שלום, מצינו חבר, ויש אומרים מוכססים. מנעני מילי, עם רבינו רב, עבדת במשום רבישו בן חנניה, שנאמר, ארור אתה מכל הבאימה ומכל חיית השדה. אם מבאימה נתקללה, מחיה לא קושיקן, אלא לומר לך, כשם שנתקללה הבאימה מהחיה, אחד לשבע, and that is a חמור from the חתול, כך נתקלל הוא מבאימה אחת לשבע, and that would be 7 שנים. Why not say him? Kashem shenit kalalach hayami beima achat l'shalosh, which would be the ari of his 3 years, to the chamor, kach nit kalalu mechaya achat l'shalosh, which would be 3 times 3, and that would be 9. No. The pasuk doesn't say mikol achaya u mikol abeima. It says mikol abeima u mikol achaya. So that means arur u mi beima, which itself was nitkalala mechaya. And why not say kishem shenitkalala beima mechaya in a different proportion? How about 1 to 3? And that's the A's to the chatul. So it is worse than the beima 1 to 3, which is chameser yarchi. First of all, it says mikola beima, which means look at the worst case. And any baitema, we're talking about a klola, man. Klola shiti aluya. What are you trying to go light on him for? Only case that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Nachash l'kama mi'aber umoli, omoli l'shafshini. Well, that's not the latest scientific research, he said. Sabi de be'atuna arba'inu, va'olid l'tlat. That's a great experiment. Hanu mi'abri ave mi'ikora arba'shini. What do you mean? But they were b'shami shimushi. So, snakes do that. Inu nami b'shamshi, ki adam. Yeah, they may be, but anar chachimi minayu. Well, if you're so smart, zil zachinu v'aitinu li. Omar le, kama have, shitin gavre. Omar le, okay, but if that's the case, avid le svinata de it bashitin bati, v'chol beta it bashitin bistarki, avid le, kibat alatam alabe mitpachaya, ashkelu gavre de kabafshit chiyuta, Amale reishkal isvune? Sure. How much? Pauga di zusa. Yoivle. Then he asked, okay, hand me your head. Yoivle reisha de chiyuta. Amale, I didn't say reisha de chiyuta, I said reishcha. Now, ibaita di shavkcha, sigi anachvele pitcha de veatuna. Amale, oh, I don't dare do that. Mistafina de kol de machve katale. Amale, dari kricha de kanya. V'chimatita lahatam zakfa, kemander lo mitfach, deka mitfach. Ozal ashkach teravnoi migavoi, v'deravnoi mivaroi, d'ichazu kara da'ayla katru lavaroi, v'denafka katru lagavoi. Afkla sandali katru lagavoi, afkla sandali katru lakulo. Azal Ashkaf Yanuki Milayava Sabi Milatata. Omar I Avinu Shamalahani Katulehani. Savre Ananadifa, Nanakashishantve. Vina Dardike. Omar Shamalachu. Omrulay Mayavidatecha. Omarlo Kachimae di Udayana. Beina Lagmigmar Chokmata Minaychu. Ah. Iachi, Niboylecha, Amalulecha, Yah. Let's just make a deal. Izachi to li, called to be to avidubi. But Izachina bechu, Ichlu gaboy besfinata. Amrule. Ahu gavid hazir boy yitta. Velo yoy vele. My chazile does reckon a madlumine. Shokal sikhta, that's what I tell you. Law. Li loya. Omar hai nami mitrami bat mazli. Gavidos if it torif. My chazit adazim. Amalu Gabra Azula Agma Kato Kamatuna Volobatsibet. Kotalo Malachului Adi Trami Inishbadila. Amrule, Emila Mila de Bidoi, Amarlo Hu, Habe Ahukud Nita de Yalida, Babitola de Pitka Vakata Bedamask Bebeab and Bealfizuzi. Amrule Kudnita, Mialda? Amrule, well, you said Mila de Bidoi, didn't you? Milchab Kisari, Bamai Malkila, Amrule Besilta de Kudnita. What? Yika Silta de Kunaita? Yeah, and Milfa Misaria? Banilan Beta Bavira de Alma. Omashem Talabin Rakiliara. Omarlo, okay, now pass me the living in Vitinoi. Mitziata de Alma Echa, Zakonat's Bate, right here. Omale, mi Ema, go right in a measure. Itlan Bira Bedabra, I Lalamata. Omale, okay, Afshilo Le Chavle Mipari, and I'll be happy to. Itan rechaya de tevire chayte. Amar, okay, make me some threads, minei, and garde vechayte. Marsha de sakina, mamai katle. Well, obviously, a karna de chamra. What? There's no such thing as a karna de chamra. And is there such a thing as a misha de sakina? Aitulu trebe, omrule, hai de zagata uchmate, hai de zagata chivarte. Aitulu iu tre givine, omlo, hai de izi uchmate, hai de izi chivarte. Ritsutsa de meat, ha, meecha nafik ruche, meecha dal nafik. Achver on mona de lo shove chavile, aite budia, pashte, lave ayo betira, omarlo hu, aite mori setiru, hani mona de lo shove chavile. Aitino kochad vechad, kichozu shitin bistarke, each one was convinced that kulachavroi will be brought to this place, ate. Amalai miwala sapuna, shri sefinatcha. Barideka atu, shokal aframi afrayu. Ki mati la baby loi, malakuza da Miami baby loi. Kad atu, kminu kame kesa. And he sees these guys are all mane. Amalai, these couldn't be the real sabi de atuna. Shokal mi afrayu vishoda aluye.
Their home turf.
Yeah. Actually, api malka. Amalai, yep. Call the beat to Abidu. I tino mayat itini baby boy. Shadino betigda. Amalu, just fill up the bucket and then you're welcome to go. Yaziloku. Malo vishadu bekamoika mayu balalu. Malo, malo, and malo. Atishamit katfayu. And then balalu uva azu. The end of the poor Sabbath of Atuna.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle. Today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Chedesh Tov, we're holding on Daf Zayin, and actually today's Daf is Daf Ches, and we're holding on Daf Zayin of the Bez, our Mishnah.
Zukta Heineken Mishnah.
Continuing now, the Sugyas of one Min that has a Min from it, that's a mutation that is similar to another Min. We have something similar in the case of Dagim. But the thing is, if you find in a dog, a different dog, the question is, can you assume that it just swallowed the dog? It's therapist to swallow a whole dog. So if a dog to me was bolea, a dog to her, then that dog to her remains mutter bachila. And if a dog to her is bolea, a dog to me,
And that duck to me is also basila. But since it's found inside of it, ain't no gidulo, it doesn't come from it that it should be included under the din of hayotzei min hatameh tameh hayotzei min hatahor tahor. But by implication, the Mishnah seems to be saying that if we don't, in other words, if you come out with a statement, dark tameh shebala dark tahor, it means that you know for a fact that it was balea dark tahor. Mashmah, if you don't, then you'll have to assume that indeed this is a dark that was actually being formed in the one that it's found in, and it would be a yotzei min hatzor, a yotzei min hatzor. But is that true? I mean, time at the chazidus of bala. The implications of the Mishnah are that we actually saw that it was belea because it takes it as a fact. Dar tamesha bala. Hello, chazidus of bala. But if not, what would have been the din? We wouldn't have seen that it was swallowed. Amre ashrutse ashrutse. We then would have assumed that it was actually nishras, in other words, that it was born, so to speak, formed inside of the dug that we found it in. Detanya, let's pick out the minola. Detanya, dug tameh mashritz, dug tahor matil beitim. And indeed, it says in the Brisa that the dug tameh actually is mashritz inside of it, it's ubarim, and dug tahor lays eggs. But if that's the case, how do we know to be samech that this is a dog that it swallowed? It's just because we saw that it swallowed a dog, and why shouldn't we say, we should say to ourselves, look, probably the one that it swallowed was digested, and this one that we find is ashrutzi ashrutz. It's now being formed, and it's child, and therefore it should be also to eat. How can you be same after what you find inside of a dog is actually that which it swallows? Omrev Sheshes, if you go on Shemato, Derech Ari'i, it's talking about that we found it in its intestines. It certainly wasn't going to form a dog in its intestines. Rufa you go on Shemato, Derech Beit Habliyah, you can find it in its esophagus. So clearly it was being swallowed. We found it that it was a complete dog, and if it was being formed inside of this dog, then it's not reasonable to say it would have kept to have a dog inside that was already a completely mature form. It would have been born as a smaller dog and was grown. And therefore, this must be something that it swallowed. Ravashi says the Mishnah doesn't mean that. When the Mishnah says dark tameh shebalah dark tahor, it means you can assume that it was bolea dark tahor, not that you have to see it. There's a bechlal no shaila over here. Rov dagim b'minan mashritzim uchemi shebalah lefaneinu damu. What the Mishnah is saying is that a dog inside of a dog is assumed to be a dog that was eaten by the larger dog. And so the Mela is as if we saw eaten in front of us. Tanarabha, now that you raised the issue, Dr. May Mashritz, Dr. Matil Beitzit, Kol HaMolid Meini, any species that gives birth to a fully formed child, nurses that child. The Kol HaMatil Beitzim Melakate, anything which deposits eggs does not have milk. Chutz miatale, except for a bat. Shiapa pisha matil beitzim menik. Of course, it's not the case, but it looks like a bird anyway, and it certainly is a mammal, so it's menik. A dolphinim parim varovi libnei adam. These dolphinim are probably mermaids. In Gemara, they call dolphins. I mean, in ancient times, the mermaid and the dolphin were interchangeable. So dolphins, meaning the mermaids, can actually reproduce from people. And one of these dolphins, my dolphin, I'm Rav Yehuda b'nei Yama. These are the people of the sea. So. Anybody who watched The Little Mermaid, you know, you get married with people. Kol shebeitzav mibachutz molid, v'kol shebeitzav mibifnim matzil beitzim. Now, you can also see the difference in the male. If the male has external genitalia, you're specific, we're referring to testicles, we'll see later on, that actually this may be not quite accurate, we're just going to be misogynist. But at this point, we believe that the reference is to big teeth. So we say a species where the male has visible testicles, then it's definitely Moli. It's a type of species that has live children. The Chosha Bifnim, wherever the male is not visible, Mibachutz Matil Bitzim, the female will lay eggs. Is that true? Yoma Shmuel Abaz Abaz Bar Kilayim Zebezeb. Two types of geese are considered to be Kilayim Zebezeb, a wild goose. And we asked, why would it be called Kilayim? Avina Maitaima. And Abaya said, because it's clearly a different species, since in one of them, Zebeksav Mibachutz, the Zebeksav Mibisnim. Now everybody knows that the goose lays eggs. It's not a goose that gives birth to live geese. So therefore, we see that even though the male of one of these species has Beksav Mibachutz, it's not true that it's Moli. It's not so Beksim. So it's obviously there's something wrong with the way that we said it. Ella, you're right. Kosher Zachruta Mibachutz. Made a mistake. We didn't. It wasn't a reference to the testicles. Could be Mibachutz. You could notice Mibachutz. The question over here, does it have a Zachrus at all? If it has a visible Zachrus, then it's Moli. Mibifnim Matil Beitzim. That was the point. Kosher Tashmisho Bayom Moli Bayom. Balayla Moli Balayla. So wherever it copulates during the day, then it gives birth also during the daytime. Copulation at night, uniquely and specifically, it gives birth at night. If there's no hakpada, then it can give birth either in the day or in the night. References, that would be like a tarnagol, for instance. Balayla Malik Balayla would be an atale. Tashmisho bin Bayom bin Balayla Malik bin Bayom bin Balayla like Adam, or any other species like Adam. The Koldi Domile. Who cares about all the things? Am I not coming in? Now, to me, it's like Rumori Bereda of Kahana, because Rumori Bereda of Kahana points out somebody who goes and checks, Padak Bikina Shotar and Gerlin, Mayor of Yamtan, Veloma Saba Beitza. Guy goes and he checks Erev Yamtan. There's no aim in his Tarnagol house. Nope. He figures he doesn't have any eggs for Yantar. Comes back the next morning. He finds an egg. Lechera, he'll have to say that this was an egg that was laid on Yantar. It should be awesome. Ah, but I just pointed out to you that a tarnagol won't lay an egg at night. And he was mashkin first thing in the morning. So that means that this must have been here before Yantar. Because it couldn't have come during the night. So Mela, you see that it's Muteret Ba'akiva. Based on what we just learned, the Remori Bereda of Kahana is telling us that you're allowed to eat this egg because it was already here from before Yantar, but it's not a basis in all the beyond. How about that? Pretty check. You didn't check well. But he must be checked well. What do you mean he didn't check well? He knows, he looked through every square inch of this place, there was no beitza there. What are you telling me? And he said, the facts are that this beitza, whether Rav Mori Bakana likes it or not, was late at night. No. Because what we'll have to assume is that Ema Yatsta Rubava Kazraha. Apparently what had happened is this egg had really been laid, La Laka. It was only Rubo, but that's what they called laying the egg. Before Yantar. And then it was Chozra. And Rez Rabbi Yochanan and Paskin, Yom Rabbi Yochanan and Beitzashi Yatsta Ruba, Me'erav Yom Tov Bechazra, Muteret Lachim Beyantar. So Mimela, what he's telling us is that since the general rule is that an egg will be laid only in the day, you have a right to assume that this egg that you know wasn't there yesterday and appears early in the morning on Yantar has got to have been there actually. Halakhically, has to have been there from before Yom.
Why was he being laid early in the morning?
No, he was mashkin. He came by sunrise.
That's not something that that could fit into the kind of go day or
Kol shetash misho, the Hebrew rose. No, mashkinim, they're early in the morning, before sunrise. They met the sun, before it had a chance to lay an egg in the bed. Kol shetash misho, the Hebrew rose shavet, where both the mode of copulation and the amount of time of gestation are similar between species, yodim u'megadlim mizet. They can have interspecies mating and can actually have, maybe sterile, but they can have a blood between them. Hakol mishamshim, now when we say tashmisho shaveh, means that the way that it mates is similar. So the rules are, all species except for three are mishamshim ponim kineged orev. They have their copulation with one animal facing the rear of the other animal. Except for three species where bashamshim ponim kineged ponim, where they face each other. And that is a dog, an adam, and a nakash. Strange. Why those three? He also, Rabdimi Amri, the Ma'arav, Rabdimi said they say in the Eretz Yisrael, O'il v'dibra shkina in my hands. These three species were addressed by the Shekhinah. Because the nakash was spoken to in Gan Eden, the dog was spoken to by Yoina, at the time of Yoina. And Adam has spoken to all the Nevi'ahs. Since the Shekhinah speaks to them, so it's a covet that their relationship, that's the simple meaning of it, obviously. There's a lot, the whole Indian of the Shekhinah is connected to sex and Panim Kinegat Panim, and it's the relationship of the Kruvim, and the Zohar and the Nekeim, and so on. So there's a lot of issues over here, but the Shekhinah being an outgrowth of relationship is Nagea, specifically the mode of copulation, obviously.
Doug, is that true?
Yeah, I mean, if you call that copulation, I don't know where, you know, it wouldn't turn you on, probably. But I mean, that's
Does the male approach the female fish?
Yeah, well, remember, God includes mammals. So there for sure. I mean, there's not much Hebrew. So they have very, very long genitalia. Feet and feet long. It's like planes refueling. Tana, in a bright, it says, Gamal achor keneged achor. The camels can actually mate rear to rear. That's certainly not the way camels usually mate, but it says something about the Arabs, I guess. Gamal achor, that's it. Tana Rabbana. Tana golim le'esrim ve'achad yom. Now, as we said before, the mating and the gestation. So now we talked about the mating. How about the gestation? Well, a tarnagol will lay its egg over a course, as it forms an egg over 21 days, and then will lay the egg. And we have the same thing in Ilanot. The luz, the hazelnut, generally I think translated, is also 21 days from the time of its terach until the actual nut is completed. And the kelev is a 50-day gestation. So too is the te'ina, from the time of its flower to the complete fruit is 50 days. A cat is 52 days. Kinegdo the ilan tut. The case is similar to that is the tut. And so this has a long discussion about the tut sader, the tut that's a tree that grows on a tree. And points out you can't bring a riot from this Gemara that a tut sader is a very priya eitz or anything like that. We have various types of semen. This is a difference anyway. We see the criteria for inclusion in this list, as we'll see, are different than for brachas. Chazir gestation is 60 days, and kinegdo b'ilan is the tapuach. The shu'al and shratzim have a 6-month gestation, and kinegdo b'ilan tfu'ah. Now remember that the tfu'ah, obviously today we don't view it as a tree, but remember the sugya about nidain al tfu'ah, and the question is of why we're bringing We're bringing Anita and a Paris of Elon. We're bringing Shtei Alech. And what is that to Paris of Elon? That's a mandiyama that holds that the Eitz Hadas was actually Tzvua, and that that was part of the Kolola, that it became weakened to be what we have now as Tzvua. Behima Daka Tahira, kosher small animals, have a 5-month gestation. Uchenegdan Be'ilan Gefen, the vine has also, from the time that it first flowers till it actually grows a grape, is the same 5 months. Behima Gasa Tamea, Shnei Masachodesh, large non-kosher animals, like the Chamor, the 12-month gestation, which so does the Dekel, before it brings forth Ta'inim. A large kosher animal has a 9-month gestation, Ukideg Abilan Zayit, Hazev Beharim, the Adod, Vanamer, Vabargalis, Vapil, Vakof, Vakifuf, and these are not necessarily what we generally call Kof Kifuf, are the Shaloshanim, Ukinegan Bilan Benot Shoach. The Fe is the Shivim Shana, it doesn't mean it takes 70 years for its vla to be completed. It means that it reaches sexual maturity after it's 70 years old, maybe some long-lived turtle. And to make of Elon Charuv, the Charuv also, until it bears fruit, like we know the story in Tinus, it takes 70 years till it will bear fruit. It's not similar to the other cases where it's talking about from the time it flowers to the time.
What's the point of all these?
Listen, this whole daf is like the Rabba Barba Kana thing. So it's not, you know, there's books and books written about the Rimozim and the Pirushim and the connection of all of these issues. A lot of Kabbalistic stuff, or a lot of philosophical, but every door took a different approach. No. The Charuv Zemisha. Some, yeah, but it's not. There's meanings over here that are not meant to. Yeah, if you want to take it seriously, that's what you'll have to say. The charuv mishaat nitiyato atshat gemar perotav ishivim shana. The actual amount of time that it takes for the perot of the charuv from the time that they begin to form is shalosh shanim. Nachash is Sheva Shanim, as a 7-year gestation. There's nothing in a tree that has such a horrible, long gestation, because the Nachash, you know, deserves what he gets. The Yeshomrim, some say we do, actually. Muksasim are a type of Benot Shoah, the type of Te'ina that doesn't mature. And some say that that's the same problem. 7 years, you don't need to get an edible fruit. I mean, not immediately. What gives us the idea that a nachash has a gestation of 7 years? Well, Rav Yonah Merav. Some say it's Rishum Rav Yishmael, Rav Yishmael ben Chananya. It says, Arur ata mikola beima mikol chayat ha-sadeh. So in the kolola of the reproduction of the nachash, the Nachash is given a kolah. We see that the kolahs are all in terms of reproduction. In other words, the earth is given a kolah in terms of its fertility. The humans are given a kolah in terms of their fertility. The Nachash, we understand the Arura does in terms of its reproduction. So the saying over, and this of course is central to understanding the whole daf and the whole union of Bakor, because that's the aspect of B'nai Bakor Yisrael, this question of ratios of reproduction and how long it takes for something to form. This whole daf basically is going to be dealing with the interrelationship of Yisrael and Yom HaSa'ilam, which we already pointed out at the beginning, from the Sefer begins with this issue. And this daf is going to focus on Greece, of all places, on Athens specifically, in terms of those distinctions. But again, the Rambam are such that so many ways of reading it, that it's layers upon layers. I mean, you know, there's beautiful Pirushim, and Dror has a whole Pirushim, and the Mashar goes on to pages. But again, I mean, it's the type of thing in which you can say whatever you want. It's too much, it's too loose. So anyway, it says over here that the nachash is oral mikola beima, mikol chayat asades. Now, I don't understand. What's the point of mentioning both the beima and the chayat? I mean, in mi beima nitzkal alav. We're already willing. It says with Farish now that it was already nitzkalel mikola beima, right? So then, mi chayat lo kol shekein. I don't understand. So then, for sure, from the chaya, it's going to be mikulal. Because if we talk about the behema, okay, so you have over here the behema, small behema, takes 5 months, right? And it's the kosher animal, the klasim, the zim. They take 5 months. You take a small chaya, so you've got it's much less. So now only 50 days, 52 days. So, I mean, what's the point of saying it? And if you're going to tell me the other way around, we're talking about the worst of the chaya, right? The FR, whatever. So then, if that's the case, just say that. Just say Mikola Chaya. Why mention Mikola Bema? So whichever way you're looking at it, if it's the lowest, then don't mention the chaya. If it's the highest, then don't mention the Bema. But what's the point of mentioning both Mikola Bema and Mikola Chaya? It's not adding anything. Ella, what is it saying? Must be saying that Lomar Lecha, the shame shenitzkalalaha beima mi'chaya echad v'shiva, in the same way that if you take the proportion of the kolola of the behema and compare it to the kolola of the chaya. Now if we take these 52 days, you have these 52 days in a year, you have 7 of them, right? 364. You have 7 periods of these 52 days. And the chamor, we said, this is the behemoth, takes a year. So that means it's 7 times worse to be a behemoth than to be a chaya, in terms of the kolol. So therefore, a chamor compared to the proportion of a chamor to a chatul is the proportion of its kolola above and beyond the worst of the behemoth. So we take the chamor is a year, multiply it by 7, and that gives you 7 years kolola for the nachash. So kach mitkarelu mibeima achat v'sheva, it's the same proportion, 1 to 7, and therefore multiply the chamor is 1 year by 7 equals shevshen. That's 7 years. Well, I mean, that's very arbitrary. Why not say ema kishem shenitkalala chaya mibeima? Why don't we look at it the other way around? That we should say that the same way that the behema, the chaya rather, is worse off than the behema. But how much is it worse off? It's worse off only 1 to 3. In which case we should say that it's achas sholosh, take out the word shani. What do I mean when I say that? Well, compare the arit to the chamor. Okay? So the chamor is a 1 year behema, and the Ari is a 3-year chaya. So you have it 3 times as bad. So would you say the same thing? It is now 3 times worse than the word chaya. How do you know to read the proportion of the behema mechaya? Maybe read chaya mi behema. Then multiply that by 3, and then you come up with the fact that a nachash has a 9-year gestation. So why not? Well, because that's not what it says. It doesn't say mikola chaya, mikola beima, does it? In which case we would say the same way that chaya, same proportion of chaya to beima. It says mina beima, mikola chaya, mikola beima, mikola chaya, see, which is that the proportion of beima to chaya is oro. So that means oro, rubi, beima, shenit kalala, mikhaya, in this proportion. Okay, but why'd you pick these minim? I mean, why not say, Kishem shenit kalalah beimah mechayah achat v'shalosh? Why don't we compare now? Okay, we compare the A's to the chatur. So, kach nitkalel hu mibeimah achat v'shalosh, multiply that times the 5 months of the A's, and 5 months of the A's is a 15-month gestation. Comparing the A's to the chatur is the same proportion as the nachash to the A's. So why not say 15 months? Why do you pick dafka minim that seems so exaggerated? Well, I mean, first of all, it says Bikola Behema, which is the worst of the behemoths. I mean, why should we choose a 5-month gestation when we have a chance to choose a Chamor with a 12-month gestation? And besides, man, this is a Klola we're talking about. Keep cursing him. You made him a Klola. Who Klola should be? I mean, we throw more curses at him. I mean, if we can make the situation worse, let's make it worse. It will be Darish the Pasuk that he should have the biggest Klola possible. Only case in Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. Nachash lekama mi'abru molid. How long does it take a nachash to become pregnant and to be molid? Lemaisa, many of the Mefarshim learn that this whole thing is an attack on, this is a Christian attack on the Messiah. Remember that David is called the Nachash. The Nachash is the Gematria of Mishnah. And the whole, remember we call him Ben Nachash. We have Abigail from Nachash. He's called Ben Nachash. So the Gemara mentions that Yishai was called Nachash because he died the Itios on Nachash. But in any event, it's clear that we reject Yoshka Pippet because of his inability to even sack in the Nachash. When they are. What does that have to do with this corner? You know, they found out, what was it, the Delphin, that there was some gas rising up from the earth and was making the oracle high. Maybe there's like a little vent right over there or something.
There's a man who's
not that's what you're imagining. That's why your eyes were rolling and closing. It took you to another world. I see. Okay, so anyway, so usually when Caesar attacks the Jews, it has to do with these kinds of inyanim, obviously. So he signed for Yeshua ben Chananya to be misaking the Ra. So how long did it take this Nachash to appear over here? So he said, well, it takes 7 years, which doesn't match your story. So he said, well, I don't know, scientifically, I mean, in Athens they did an experiment, and the Arbino, the only Latois, they actually made it snakes. And they watched the whole process, and it took 3 years. Where do you get 7? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said, nah, those were pregnant snakes. I know Miabra and Ikar. What do they know what they're doing? So they were already four years pregnant. What do you mean they were 4 years pregnant? But he was getting them to copulate. And our species, usually when they're pregnant, no longer copulate. Nah, you know, Nami Misham Shikata, they're like humans, you know, snakes, humans, very similar. So humans also copulate when they're pregnant. Ah, come on, I mean, you're going to have scientific evidence. They're very smart people, these scientists in Athens. They tell you this is, you can be sure that they experimented properly. You say, well, maybe, but we're even smarter than they are, we Jews. So if I'm telling you 7 years, you can trust me. So the Caesar said to them, oh yeah, if you're so smart, go challenge them and win the debate, the Asinuli, and bring them now to Rome. That's what I'd like. Zachinu means to be Mizak in our debate. Oh, Marley, so he asked this, yes, Caesar, how many people are a member of the Academy of Sciences in Athens? Kamahavi, Shishin Gab. They got 60 guys there. I want all of them in Rome. Oh, Marley, they said, all right, but I need from you a boat that has 60 rooms, and in each room, I need a conference table with 60 fancy chairs around it so that they should feel that we're inviting them to a scientific conference. So I need 60 rooms. Each one of them is outfitted as if it is the conference room. So let's see why he needed to do this place. All right, so fine. So he made him a boat like that. So Kimata Lahasam, all Lebet Tavka. So when he comes to Athens, how's he going to find out where these guys are? You can't just get into the university. So he goes to a butcher shop, Nashkela, who got the Kaposh Chiyusa. He sees a guy over there that's cutting, he's butchering animals. Omalai Reshak was winning, you got a head for sale. Omalayin, sure. I'm like the comma. How much does it cost? I'm like the palka. This is half a buck. He gives him a half a buck. What? So he omalei avli resha. So give me your head. So he gives him. Read the other side. Yoivlei kad resha. The fiyuzer takes the head of an animal and gives it to him. He said, I never asked for the head of an animal. I asked for your head. I have witnesses. You sold your head for $50. Now, if you're not going to honor it, we'll go to court. I'm quite certain that they will see to it that the deal is honored. On my way. So he said, if you want me to let you go and not take you to court, I'll tell you what you can do for me. Sigi and Achmeli Piskabayatsu. I want you to go and find me the entrance to the university that nobody's supposed to know about. Oh, my name is Tafinais. I'm very nervous about doing that. They called the Mashu, they Katule. If they find out that anybody tells a stranger how to get in, they kill him. Oh, my lady, Dani Krisa de Kanya. Look, all you got to do is carry a bundle bamboo, like bamboo. When you get to that place, Zakva, come on to Kamitpaki. Make pretend you're very tired, you need to rest a second, take it off and set it down, and then you keep going. Fine. So the guy does this. Ozal Ashkar Barav Noy Migavoy, Vidarav Noy Milaroy. Because the car of the Ile Katlo Zilvaroy, Vidanavka Katlo Lagavoy. So he sees that they have this Israeli system over there, in which they spread out this dirt, so that they can see if any footsteps cross, they have a large area. Then they have watchmen on both sides. Now, if anybody gets in, then the guys on the outside get shot. If anybody gets out, that's usually when you've got these kind of situations, somebody's not letting people out either.
Yeah.
So if you're letting people out, then the guys on the inside get shot. And so what he does is he puts on his shoes backwards, you know, just unnaturally. So he walks in. Now, they don't kill you, as Rashi explains, until you get to the inside. In other words, we have to stop you from coming in. Obviously, we'll push you out. We're not going to shoot you for crossing. In other words, they have this no man's land. So you can come into no man's land. If you try to cross in, then the outdoor ones will shoot you. Okay? So he comes in wearing his shoes backwards. And so they came and they see that So they said, what? They let somebody go out. So they killed him. And then they threw him out. They looked at the shoes and said, oh, it's going in the other ways. And they killed the other ones, Captain Lutulo. Anyway, meanwhile, they hadn't appointed new watchmen yet. And then he takes the opportunity to go in. So this is a very contemporary issue over here. So the young Turks were up on top. They were at the balcony. And the older philosophers were down on the bottom. And he says, so now what do I do? Yavne shalmalahani katulihani. Sava nanadifna. We should look in the Dagos about it. So each one of them, because the young Turks are always convinced that they're the ones who know everything, and the old guys, you know, they're that safe. So if you say shalom to them, to the ones on the bottom, which is where you walk in, you walk into the balcony, you walk into the bottom. So then they say, what a chutzpah. You say hello to these old guys instead of us, and they have you shot. So they say, Saviyana Nadifa. That's the only hell. We know the top. And any idiot can see we're the ones up on top where the real action is going on. So you should have said hello to us. Mia Avina Mahani. On the other hand, if I say first Shalom Aleichem covered to the ones on the bottom over here, so the ones on top over here, so the ones on the bottom, and they kill me this time. And not to Shisha. Well, that's what you do. You go to the youngsters when you have the old sages. You go first to the elders. So we figured the way to do it is just to shout out a generalized Shalom Aleichem, everybody! Shalom Aleichem. Omrulei, my abilitika, what's your business here? Omrulei, chachima di Yehudayana. I am the wise man of the Jews. I've come to learn from you. They said, if that's the case, we're going to give you a little text. So Niborlacha, we want to ask you some questions. Absolutely. Well, let's make a deal. Is a chitulli, if you end up winning me, then call to the ito avidubi. You can do whatever you want to me. If I win, then I tell you what, I'm inviting you to my yacht for a delicious I win, then ichlu nahamar gaboy bisvinasa. I invite you to my yacht for a lovely meal. Okay, that sounds good. They said to him, who got the dollars of a boy eats of a low yard? Look, a guy went, he tried to marry a woman, and he wasn't successful. So she wouldn't accept his overture. My chazilei, the ozil echa, the madlamine. Tell me something. You think it's intelligent for a guy like that to try to get an even higher class woman? Again, obviously, remozin to the failure of Klal Yisrael in the world, and so on. Shokasi kata dasulatatoi lo. So he takes a nail, a vav, and he tries to push it into the wall towards the bottom. Obviously, the wall there is tough. I've never had anything stuck into it for pictures anyway. Doesn't go in. And then he goes up on the wall, finds a hole of an old picture, and he sticks it right in. So that's the law. Allah, Allah, Allah. You see, Hainami Misrami de Mazli. Look at this. The time we have luck when you go up, not down. All right, but what about a Gaba da Uzi Vittori? My cousin, the other Uzi. How about a guy who doesn't learn his lesson? This is a guy that he goes and lends money. Really good fellow. Figures he's going to get his partners in business. And then he can't get his money back until he has to go be tired for the kuchas. Go to court. Go to court, try to drag it out of them in court. The guy had a miserable experience. He'd be pretty stupid to keep trying, wouldn't he? I mean, you're gonna go now and try again. If it doesn't work, you don't say try again. You say stop pouring good money after that. That's what you do. So that's probably the right way to act, isn't it? So Malahu said, well, I don't know. Let's say Gabra also Layarch. A guy goes now into the forest and he's gathering wood, okay? Koto kama tuna velo matsibe. He cuts his first load of firewood and he's unable to lift it. So what does he do? Walks away and leaves it there and gives up? No. Koto lumonakili, he keeps cutting. Adi Sarami Inish, until he finds somebody that's willing to work with him at a deal, and Mandele and then together they bring it in, but he doesn't stop what he's doing just because right now he doesn't see how it's going to work out. He figures ultimately you'll find the right partner. Okay? That's what we do too. Omerlan, Emolan Mile de Khadime. Why don't you tell us some of your phony stuff? You say they had heard that in order to be makabel somebody for Sanhedrin, you had to be metaris asheres. 49 ways in metaris asheres. Well, I mean, I get you guys a bunch of sophists. Teach us some sophistry. Oh my lahu. So he said, okay, I'll tell you. Habiahu could nice the Alida. There was this mule that had a child. Now the taller like pizza, and around the neck of the Uber, it was born with a contract. And in the contract it said, the magic bebe abba mea alfazuzi, that you have $100,000 due from the father's home. I'm related. What are you talking about? Good night to me. Y'all do have heard of a mule having a baby. Well, you said to tell you stuff that wasn't true. So I knew the deal is a good deal. So they asked, well, what do you do with Mela when Mela sours? Then what do you do? So my Malkimu, how do you protect the salt from becoming ruined? Malahu, what's the problem? All you need is, that is wonder if this is related to the salt, the silta, the kudnaita. What you do is you use the shilya over here of a mule. I said, well, what are you talking? Good night to the Yahweh, there's no such thing. They said, well, that's true. But milcha mitzari, neither does salt ever go bad. Bonilan besa be'avir de alma. They'll build us a house in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the air. Okay, again, if you want to talk about Ramazan, some of the nicest Ramazan here, the salt has to do with Brismela. The building a binyan in the middle of the air has to do with Yisrael. That doesn't have any place in the world, really, that they can build anything on. Everything that they build is basically just it's in the middle of the air. Right. Yeah. Okay, go build us some. Let's see how you guys build in the middle of the air, having no connection to the world. Oh, my shame. So he said, Hashem Hashem, and hung himself in the middle of the air. And he said, okay, send me up some bricks and mortar, and then I'll build. I mean, you guys, you want me to build your way. So you do it the way you do it. I do it the way I do it. So then they say, you know, to us, New York is in the middle of the world. Where's the middle of the world to you? It's also the Alma Hefa. Show us, where's the middle of the world? Sticks his hand, finger up in the air. Right here. I'm a little hot. Right here, because where I am, that's the middle of the world. Omru le says to me, Ema. What do you mean? I mean, that's very arbitrary. Yeah, he said. I say, Ashler or Mashler, why don't you bring ropes and measure to all directions? You'll see I'm absolutely right. I'm right in the middle of the world. Islam Bira Bidabra, Islamas. We have a house, a castle we have out there. Okay, go ahead and do it. You'll come end up right here.
Any point on the circle, as you know.
We'll end up right here anyway. Everybody knew the world. So we have a castle out in the desert, in the wilderness. We'd like it moved to town. So, well, that's no problem, he said. All you need to do is avshirule chavli and mipari the ayalei. All you need to do is to make me now these chavalim, but you have to make them out of the bran of grain. If you can do that, I can easily move the. Of course, I mean I need my tools, so I'll wait. When you bring me the ropes, I'll do it. If I couldn't bring in the ropes. Ison rechaya de tevira. Chayte. We have a broken rechaya. It's made out of stone. We'd like you to sew it up for us. Amalu, very good. I will indeed do so. Krochu limine idgardi. Ve'achayte. All you have to do is you take out now from it the thread. No, exactly the way women, I mean, if somebody is going to sew something up, you can't, I mean, you want to sew it in a way it's not going to be nikar. So what they do is they pull out some threads from around the hem, and then they use the same thread, same dye to sew it up. I mean, you can't expect me to sew it, it would look horrific. So take me some threads out of it, and I'll be happy to sew it. Richie? And obviously they couldn't do that either. Mishu de Sakine, the Maikatimah. Okay, if you've got a row of knife blades that are growing, how do you go about harvesting them? No, that's no problem, he said. You bring a karna, the kamra. You bring a chamor's horn. That cuts them off right at the bottom. Umiike karna, the kamra? Umiike mishne sakina? When you show me your knives, I'll bring you the horn. I see like trade bays, so they bring out two bird eggs. And they say, if you're so smart, tell us, hi de zakta uchmuse, v'hai de zakta tivarat. Which one comes from a white chicken, and which one comes from a dark chicken? So he said, okay, I'll tell you what. I see what you trade the meat. And he pops out from his pocket two cheeses that he has. He says, okay, now tell me which one comes from a white goat, and which one comes from a dark goat, and then I'll tell you which one of the base team comes from which animal. Well, let me ask you something. Suppose now, inside this egg, the embryo dies. Where exactly does its soul get out? How can its soul get out if it's a die? So we should never find, I mean, you believe in a soul, we should never find dead eggs, because after all, the shell protects the soul from being taken out. So where did its soul go? He said, that's no problem. It goes out the same way it got in. Nothing. Same place it got in, that's how it goes out. Akulaimona, the Lo Shaves Yavima. Show us some plea that isn't worth the damage that it does. I say Budya Pashtua, Milavi Ayal Batira. So he said, okay, he takes the covering of his Hamor and he opens it up. He said, gentlemen, please help me over here. I'd like to bring this inside. It doesn't fit through the door. He says, could you please bring me a sledgehammer? Bring me a sledgehammer. He smashes the whole area around the door. He says, okay, now let's bring it in. Well, they start screaming. He says, well, here you've got something that's not worth the damage it does. So they agreed to go on his yatra. It's not such a terrible punishment. So I see no. He brings them to the yacht, and he takes them in one by one, and he brings them in to the conference room. Now, obviously, each one figures this is the conference room. He's waiting till the other ones come. And naturally, he brings each one into a different conference room, and each one sits comfortably waiting for the others to come. So I see a kol chad v'chad, so each one, when they see there's 60 chairs around the conference table, obviously the yacht has a beautiful conference room and he's showing everybody else around and they'll be here shortly. Meanwhile, he tells the captain, Shriv Sinatcha, okay, let's move it, baby. So on his way out, Shofil Atra Miatra, he takes a little bit of dirt from Athens with him. And then Kimati Levei Beloi, when he comes now to the doldrums over there, and he gets these whirlpools and so on. So what he does is, there's a number of different yersos over here. But anyway, he takes the whole piece that's missing over here, apparently that affects it, because it has to do with Avodah Zarah and Slamim and so on and so forth. Let's just stick with our yersos. So he takes Molei Kuzah D'mayim in Beit Aviyeh. He takes along with him a cup of water from here. Now also, when he comes to Rome, Ukamino Kamikesa, he sets these guys up in front of Caesar. Because none of Abimani, now these guys are pretty upset, obviously. You know, this guy screwed around with them, here they are in Rome, they don't have that, and they look like a bunch of idiots. You know, so Caesar says, get out of here, I love me. These guys are supposed to be, really the top of the world. These guys look like a bunch of losers. You probably hired them to bring them here. Shofel Miatrayim, the Shadayim, takes a little spray bottle of Athens dirt. It sprays in the air. Now, what this does is subconsciously it affects these people, because now they have the territorial imperative. So, because every species, when it's out of its area, it's not able to defend itself properly. So he figured if he takes along the offer from there, whatever it is, they'll sense it, they'll smell it. I mean, they'll spray a little bit of it, and they'll turn them back on. So he did. Throws it into the air. Turns them back on a lot again. Shodolayim. Akshavati Malka. And they start talking. Oh boy, they start talking. And they're putting down the king and they're using all types of, arguments with him and so on. So he got pretty upset, Caesar. Omarle called the boys Avida. But these guys are disgusting. You do whatever you want with these people. So he goes and he takes the water from the doldrums and puts it in this tigada. He puts it inside of this container. Look, I wouldn't chas v'shalom be unreasonable. Fill up the rest of the barrel and you can go. So what they did was, they So basically, since he was using this water, and this water keeps absorbing stuff, they keep throwing more and more water into it.
A black hole, exactly.
So until finally, I mean, they just, like, they give up. This is hopeless. And they all change their name to 2, 4, 6. Jean Valjean, right? And this is the rest of their lives, living in the doldrums.
That's a great film.